54. Elevator music from hell. Thank you.
slow the beat down. Hey little puppy, slow the beat down. And bring me the best in town. Thank you.
You are listening to the Hip Sounds, the Now Sounds of Area 54.
Breathing in the dark, lying on its side. The ruins of the day, painted with the scar.
Oh, The bars, the lights, the girls on Mars, the sun. Tim and Mike with you. That was Trent Moeller. A song's called Like a Daydream. It's off the album Memoria. Beach House before that, we promised we'd play a Beach House track. We play a song called The Bells. It's off their new album called Once Twice Melody. Mike said before on the last break that this is the number one selling album right now. Is that right, Mike?
That's what I read.
Wow, that's actually cool. Pretty amazing. Wow.
Well, I don't think people are buying albums anymore, you know?
Yeah, I mean, most downloaded. Well, we've been playing these guys since really nobody knew them. I mean, they were playing little coffee shops. and, you know, they were started off as a coffee shop band out of, probably it's all the gigs they could get when they were in Baltimore. Of course, they probably never play in Baltimore anymore anyway. They don't need to. They can go wherever they want. MGMT, yeah. Before that, did a song called Little Dark Age, title track. Joris Voorn played a song called Too Little Too Late. It's featuring Underworld. It's off the album 4. Eric Hilton played another song called Artifact 22, and we started off the whole set with The Avalanches. You know, these guys, they take their time between albums. They never disappoint. Album's called We Will Always Love You, and played a song called The Divine Chord. Other good gems in that album, though, too, that I really like. And some stuff on there that we wouldn't play on the show that are still really interesting on my 5-disc changer.
Yeah, well, this song has Johnny Marr on guitars, and it's interesting that they call it the Divine Chord, because if you listen to the clearly they're Johnny Marr chords. It's Johnny Marr playing, but he's got his Marr chord changes, and I think they did that with everybody they worked with. They kind of wanted their style. Like the Tricky song is definitely a Tricky song. This definitely you hear it. You know, it's MGMT and it's Johnny Marr.
Yeah, he lets them kind of come out. I'm surprised Johnny Marr has actually got the time to do anything. He's been so busy feuding with Morrissey.
Oh, I don't know about that. He's making so much music.
He is.
I mean, who cares about Morrissey at this point?
Who cares? Yeah, absolutely. Johnny Marr now. He is busy with a lot of good artists. You're right.
Yeah, he's got his own band. He's working with all this. What did he do? This song is like 4 chords. He wrote this thing down, probably sent him an MP3. Said, "Here you go."
Yeah, let's do something. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. It probably wasn't like that, but still, it was probably nothing for him.
Probably not. I think we'd be surprised. Some songs, artists take forever, and some
put Morrissey on hold and wrote that thing and then just sent it off.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz, I'm back. What's up? That's what it was like.
Yeah, probably. All right, what do we got?
I don't know. We got Mint Royale, right?
Yeah, and this is new.
All right. Yeah. Well, is it new? It sounds like old.
Yeah, it sounds older than old. But it's new from Mint Royale.
What, they dug it out of the archives? They're like, oh, let's just release this. Like, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why I played it. I'm sorry. Well, I'm just going to lower everyone's expectations right now.
I'm looking at these 8-tracks you have lined up. You got some oldies coming up in the set.
Oh, yeah. I'm liking this one. This is a good set.
Hope the contestant break. Okay, let's play this track. It's called Animal. It's Tim Mike with you.